And now, a moment with Harry. What the hell? Are you taking a third nap today? I'm calling because of your email saying that you had two naps today, which I think is probably a landmark of some kind. Anyway, I thought you'd be all refreshed and lively, but instead you're not there. So, email me when you get back, and I'll call you to hear about your multiple naps. Bye.
Hello?
Have you already eaten dinner?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Oh, you're eating right now?
No, but it's over there steaming away.
Oh. Well, would it be better to call back later?
No, I'm just sitting here smoking a cigarette, having a drink, watching the weather.
I was intrigued by your dual nap day.
What? It was raining, so I took my nap at 11 o'clock this morning. Somebody called at 12:30 and woke me up.
Bastards.
And, so I got up for a little while, and then it started raining worse, so I went back to bed.
What was your total nap time today?
Oh, probably about 2.5 hours, which is long for me.
And you're having navy beans tonight?
It's kind of a navy bean chowder.
Doesn't chowder involve seafood?
Onions and bell pepper and half and half in it.
Doesn't chowder mean seafood is involved?
No.
Oh.
Chowder is the method.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Google it up. There's corn chowder. It doesn't have seafood in it.
I see. So it's really a methodology more than an actual ingredient.
Yes. Being from New England, you're prejudiced.
Yeah, I think so.
Of course, if I had some clams, I'd throw them in there.
Do you have any sort of gastrointestinal consequences from navy bean soup?
Nah, I don't. Well, I don't know. I've never had this version before.
Hmm. Well, you got the Breezeway, so that's...
Oh, the Breezeway's a mess at the moment. It's so damn nasty out there.
Well, that's because your picnic table fell down?
Well, we took it apart. I'm saving the top, and I have a new base, but we haven't put it all back together yet.
Hmm.
And Joe Willie's coming to help me next week.
Is that his first and last name?
We just call him Joe Willie. I can't remember what his last name is.
Okay. So, when do you go back to teach at school?
8th or whatever that is, of January. 6th or 8th, whatever the Monday is.
And what are you teaching again?
Drawing.
Have you shown them Pig Boy?
No, I haven't.
I think my Pig Boy was pretty good.
It was pretty close. So what did Stephen get accepted to?
University of Georgia.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Well, apparently the high school has a good reputation at UGA because they have a lot of graduates who have previously gone to UGA from there.
Well, you never gave me this impression of Steven.
What impression?
I still have the Bubba attitude.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just thought he was a hell-raising teenager. Didn't give a shit about anything.
Oh, hardly. He's very, very bright. Frighteningly bright. And he hasn't...
That sounds scary.
He is. He's, you know, he's got a little bit of the only child syndrome, but...
Oh, Lord.
Life will beat that out of him fairly quickly.
But Fred Leo in him.
Oh, I'm not going to take that. I'm not... I wasn't an
only... I hope there's more Becky in him.
Why do I take this abuse from you? I mean,
I don't
really.
Know. Yeah. I left the house but for 30 minutes all day long.
Yeah? What'd you leave for?
No, I got up early this morning. I took a laxative at 5. But I decided I wanted to make this soup, so I had to make a mad dash to the pig and get back home.
Piggly Wiggly?
Before anything happened.
Well, that's a...
I barely made it.
That's probably more information than I needed, but it does create sort of an interesting image.
Oh, I had worse images than that. What if I didn't make it? I was trying to figure out where to buy a new Honda driver's seat.
Were you moving very briskly through the Piggly Wiggly?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Well, that's key information, and thanks for sharing that.
Kind of tight ass through the Piggly Wiggly.
Wow. Think anybody noticed?
I doubt it.
Yeah, let's hope not.
I just thought I was being prissy.
This has been A Moment with Harry.